Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, glad you could join us on a sunny start to your Monday morning. Joined today by Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black. Sunny today with a high near 47, cloudy tonight with a low near 33, and then for your Tuesday, cloudy skies, but grab an umbrella. Chance of showers throughout the day tomorrow, high near 51. Commissioners, happy new year to you. I hope everything went well for you on the new year.
I mean, we're in a new year, and 2025 is behind us.
Isn't it? I mean, it's amazing how quick it all goes.
Oh.
Just so fast. For somebody like you, you know, you're moving. I mean, you did it at the end of the year.
Well, there was parts of stuff that I thought took forever this last year, but then all at once, oh, my gosh, we're here at the end.
Yeah.
Wow.
No doubt about it. Did you do anything big for New Year's Eve or just kind of keep working on the house?
Just went out to dinner and went home and TV was on and... Yeah.
Did you stay up for the ball drop?
I did.
Oh, see, now you're better than I am. As soon as the Buckeye game was over, I'm like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, that was pretty, the better half, that's pretty much what she did. But I said, by golly, I'm staying up.
And you, Commissioner Bubb, did you make it up all night? Did you get through the Buckeyes game?
Well, the ball dropped and the Buckeyes fell on their heads.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. However, I will say this with Rick here, and I'll say this modestly. I went to one Ohio school that's won 8 bowl games in a row, including its bowl game this year. Uh-huh. That's the Ohio University. We did not disappoint our fans.
Oh, wow. Look at him taking shots.
Oh, yeah, this little bitty school down there in the hills.
You better watch what he says over there.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. But you can at least tell him, at least his head coach didn't get fired. Your head coach didn't get fired.
Yeah, our coach didn't get fired.
A great year, 2025, and when we had you in last time, Commissioner Bubb, we talked about that. But, you know, it's time to turn the page on to 2026. A lot of fantastic things going on in the county.
Well, Licking County is a destination county. But people are moving here because they want to do business here and live here. So that hasn't changed just because the calendar flipped a page. We're building homes here, and there are jobs that are being created here. And we have every reason to believe that this will be another strong year for Licking County. Mm-hmm. So, you know, well, one thing I thought was interesting, man, maybe you reported it or maybe it was on your national news, but, you know, they do that annual sort of outbound, whether states are importing or exporting jobs. And it's interesting that the Midwest, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and some states that traditionally have been contributing young workforce to the southern states and the coasts, we're starting to see a little bit of a flip on that. I saw where West Virginia, South Carolina, were three the big ones that had been losing population that now have turned that tide. And that some of the states that were destination states, the warmer states, are pretty much neutral right now. And well, part of the problem is the coasts and down south are getting more expensive. And it's still the Midwest and the central states are still a very affordable place. And the whole key is having housing, opportunity, and jobs. And the other part that I thought was interesting in the observation, at least on the national news I saw, is that a lot of people really don't mind the four-season states. What they want to do is get closer back to family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's kind of exciting because, you know, whether it's Ohio University or Ohio State or so many of our great institutions in Ohio and the Midwest have been educating engineers and talented people in data analytics and everything, and then they've had to go south or east or west to find opportunity. Well, that opportunity is starting to pop up. Just look at the data centers around here. And, you know, Intel is Intel. But the thing about Intel, well, whenever it opens and whoever opens it, there's a lot of other jobs that are coming because of the interest in Intel and the interest in being close to data centers. And so I'm kind of excited about that. I mean, again, I'd rather be in a state and a county where people want to move to and find opportunity and put their roots down, raise their families here, and be part of Licking County in Central Ohio. So that's okay.
Yep.
And I'm glad to see the trend that maybe of the 80s and 90s is starting to kind of modify a little bit.
Well, you know, I had family in town this weekend, and we were driving around and just so happened to take them out on Morse Road and, you know, just before you get to beach and they see all this is going on. But then you go a little bit farther, you get into New Albany, you come back this way, you go out to the Hanover area, we'll get into Black Hand Gorge. What I'm getting at is even they were kind of impressed at how you can go from a rural part of this county to then you have some development back to rural. I mean, because again, growing up in the Akron area, I mean, it's pretty much business. There's not much rural. I think that's a draw for down here too, as well as I was trying. And then I was telling about the bike paths And they were like, you can't be kidding me. I'm like, no, they go through the entire county. They were really impressed.
50 miles of recreation trails. Yeah, yeah. The other thing is, just take a look out the window. Now, you have your curtains drawn here in the studio, but everybody kind of whines about winter, four-season climate. Okay, yeah, we've had a good little dose of winter in December. Guess what? The first full week in January, it's going to be 50 and 60 degrees and sunny. So, I mean, it's a roller coaster, but you know, we're headed for 80 days till spring. So I'm okay with the four-season climate, and I'm excited. I think Licking County will have a great year. You know, we can't control the national economy and some of those decisions, but what we can control is what we do here. And as long as we keep doing good things here, I think people will want to come here.
2026 for you, Commissioner Black, is there anything that's kind of on your radar that you want to look at or want to maybe make sure gets done? You turn into your last year now.
Is
there anything out there?
We've still got buildings we're working on. We've got some more renovations at the courthouse with restroom facilities and so forth, get that moving. I don't know if we'll get all done this year, but we want to get it going. And get it done, get those restrooms modernized and much better than they are now. Mm-hmm. There's always things in the county going on. There's always things to projects to do, buildings to fix, you know, people come and go, just like every other. We're a community service business.
Right.
I think it's kind of funny that, you know, we've had some, over the last decade, some exciting projects related to our historic courthouse downtown. Now, I recognize that people say, oh, they're going to fix the restroom. That doesn't sound too sexy. But remember, there's a couple hundred people that work there and thousands that use that courthouse. It's our active courthouse every day. And most of the plumbing in there was built in the 1930s and 40s when we gave up on outhouses. So I'm just telling you, we're going to spend some money down there because if we're going to take care of the building, you take care of the bones as well.
Yep.
And that's the HVAC, the water and the sewer and the restrooms. And so the public will see a little inconvenience there, but we'll find a way to keep some restrooms in play. And again, it's not nearly as exciting maybe as the courtroom restoration. But I guarantee
you. Mean you're not going to have us all in for our dedication ceremony?
Well, we could. But I'll tell you right now, when people got to go, they got to go.
That's right.
And Rick alluded to some other projects. We have 7 capital projects that we are contemplating. We're planning for. An expansion of our transit maintenance facility, a new backup 911 center, the courthouse project itself. We got a couple of major roof projects coming up this year. Believe it or not, we're adding on to the county morgue out on Cherry, right here in the neighborhood. Cherry Valley Road. Dr. Campolo and the team need a little bit more space, so we're going to accommodate them because they have a job to do. And so we're not sitting on our hands. We take care of the facilities that we've got. And, these projects are all, if I put them in a big list, they'll say, oh, people will kind of yawn. It's like, but that's what we do. We take care of our facilities, and because the facilities are how we take care of the people of Licking County.
It's like your own home. I mean, nobody's getting excited when I say, hey, I'm putting in new flooring, but you got to do it.
Well,
I mean, and how many buildings do you have?
About 30.
So, I mean, there you go. I mean, it's not like they were all just built 20 years ago. They're all going to need a little something, but you can't do them all at the same time.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want people to think that we're doing some gigantic project this year, but we're doing a bunch of middle-sized projects that are important because guess what? Like, you just made a great analogy to your house. If you don't take care of the furnace and the roof, eventually you pay a price for it.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing. Believe it or not, in the revised code, we the commissioners, we're the landlords and the owners of the county property on your behalf, the buildings, anywhere from 150-year-old courthouse to newer buildings.
Yeah.
And so guess what? If you're the landlord and you take care of your property.
How do you, and again, not to get into the national politics, but everything has gone up price-wise. We all know that. How do you budget then for that? I know you guys do the budget and then that, but I mean, do you have to say, man, I would have liked to have had this many? Is it just like Dave donated his household, honey? We can only do so much.
We prioritize them. Yeah, we prioritize. We've got a list and you know, we try to stay on top of it. It's, you know, projection budgets and so forth. That's all built into the budget issues.
Who helps you with that? Do you just get a feel and you talk to everybody in the buildings, or do you have somebody who goes?
The commissioners themselves are fairly brilliant.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening.
We're on top of this, Dave. we understand you can't do it all at once, so we stage it. There are three projects that are finishing up right now, a $6 million energy program across the county, the courtroom project itself, and also the administration building, which included the parking garage and one other little building we have in downtown. All of those projects are 99% done, and we're going to close them out here early in the new year. And then, and I mentioned seven projects. They don't all start at once. They're staged so that some of them will be executed in calendar year 26. Some will start in calendar year 26 and finish in 27. So you don't have to pay for them all at once. And then it's a fine balancing act between available cash you have on hand, what you afford to pay for. As an example, some people pay for their own projects. An example, the coroner gets fees for doing autopsies. Well, he has a coroner's building fund, so he can help spend his money on a project that we're doing. Another example, I mentioned a backup 911 center. You're required to have a major 911 center and a backup in case it goes down. Well, we get state money from wireless service. There's a tax on any device that can call 911. That money is used to help pay for all the technical intricacies of 911. And it's complicated. And that money, and some of the money, the state money that comes in for 911, will go to pay for it. So what I'm telling you is, for the people of Licking County, not every capital project we're doing comes out of the general fund of the county. Mm-hmm. But there are buildings. We take care of them. We bid them competitively. That's how you help hold down the cost. We bid everything competitively. We put the specs out there. And we make people sharpen their pencils a little bit. And we pay for them with capital money sometimes that we have in our capital fund under the county commissioners. And sometimes we use OPM, other people's money. But that's okay. I'll give you a good example is the ARPA money, which was federal Build Back money. We're finishing the Harbor Hills Water Project, and we're doing a water project out in Madison and Hanover Townships with OPM, other people's money, the ARPA money. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you, for the people of Licking County, you need to know that Rick and I and Dwayne, we're as cheap as anybody. We try to get these projects in as inexpensively as we can. We treat it like it's our money, and we use other people's money when we can as well, because we should. And so we're trying to get more bang for your buck. Mm-hmm. And we can just say, oh, there's seven projects. Well, every one of them is intricate.
Yep.
Every one of them has specifications, architectural specifications. And we bid them out, and then we supervise them. We make sure they do the project right. And I was a little facetious earlier when I said we're brilliant, but we do stay on top of this, and so is our staff.
Yeah.
We have a great staff. We employ really smart people. And people like Dave Edelblut, our administrator, and Kevin Ryan, our facilities director, just to name a couple. And they're smart people. Mm-hmm. And part of their job is to make sure that the people of Licking County are getting a good bang for the buck.
Well, I mean, there was somebody in here about a month ago said, you know, the best part, what you can do is hire good people around you.
Yes.
When you do that,
absolutely.
Makes you look good. So real quick, we talked about this coming into the new year, and I have two at my house that I've got to get their license, the dog license. This is an important thing for a variety of reasons. Yep. It helps, you know, support the dog warden, but it also keeps your pets in that safe. Folks need to take care of this.
Yep. We've got, you can go down to the auditor's office and get your dog tags. Go out to the animal shelter, get your dog tags. There's other places around. Get your dog licensed.
Yeah, no,
you're required to.
Yeah, that's the thing people don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's law. You have to license license your dog or dogs, but that's how the dog shelter is funded, is through those license fees.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, I live out in Pataskala. It's easy for me. I just go to the True Value every January and just say, here, I need two tags, and they take care of it for you. And it's easy, and you keep them at home. And if something happens to your dog, it's easy to find them, too. So that's what I don't understand, why people don't do that. Just make it easier on yourself. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3. Dave Doney, joined today by Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day today, high near 47. Cloudy tonight, low near 33. And then Tuesday, mostly cloudy with showers and a high near 51.
Nice job on the weather, Dave.
Hey,
we'll
I'll
take
do what
it, brother.
You got that right. Well, you know, we were joking earlier, Black Hand Gorge. I saw pictures online. Folks were, you know, putting on there that it's back open, the parking lot and all those good kind of things. And Commissioner Bubb, you said this might be one heck of a great week to get out there and go check it out. But that's another thing that folks, again, quietly, you know, getting done here in the community. But boy, the pictures look beautiful out there. I got to imagine you're going to see a lot of folks out there.
Yeah, it's great. Great place to go, you know, especially if you want a off-season hike, you know, not in the summertime. This is a great time to go.
Just be careful out there, that's all.
Well, give credit where credit's due is the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. They've had to deal with a lot there over the last decade or two with high water that's kind of washed that path out. That's been a traditional recreation path, about a four-mile path from Toboso over toward Hanover, you know, for a while. Well, for hundreds of thousands of years, actually, yeah. if you really want to take it back. But I mean, as a thing that families can use and your kids can bike and stuff, it looks like from the pictures that they've just done an outstanding job. They threw some money at it, and it looks like they've just restored the recreation trail beautifully. And what a great week to take advantage of it. Get out and get some fresh air.
No, it's going to be just very nice remainder of the week. Temperatures getting up into the 60s. Okay, you know, another thing maybe, folks, and we've talked about it in here before, but, you know, maybe not in, understanding so much what Licking County, the commissioners, and the role you play out at the airport. You were telling me you're getting ready to appoint a couple of new members, but remind folks about that airport and the strategic part it plays here in this community is for economic development.
Well, it is. You know, you have to have all the tools in a community for people that want to do business here. And a lot of the big corporations that want to do business here and make investments in this region, they move around the country with aircraft. And so you either have a modern airport that can serve these folks or they'll go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Bottom line. And, you know, for people, when I tell them we have an airport, they say, well, did you just put that out there? Yeah, 1929, the year of the Great Depression, they moved it from the north side of Newark out to Newark Township South, which is what that was, long before Heath was incorporated in 1952. So the airport has been south of town for almost 100 years. Think about that. And it's an institution. It is busy all the time with people with pleasure aircraft, with business aircraft, with corporate aircraft, with helicopters, with med flights, people coming in for fuel, people coming in here to do business. It's a big deal. We've invested about $5 million in that airport over the past half decade to upgrade it because it needed it. And the FAA is reimbursing us for some of the cost of doing that. And I just want to credit, people don't realize there are 11 volunteers out there in the community who actually volunteer to run the Airport Authority. It's the Licking County Regional Airport Authority. It used to be the Newark Heath Licking mm-hmm. County Airport, and we changed that name a couple years ago because it's a county facility owned by us. And it's the AU, the people. So it's a public institution, and it's an airport authority under state law. We just reappointed three of our board members who have been serving, who are incumbents, Brent Dewey, Robert Bruce Johnson, Bruce the vice president of the board, and Raleigh Bailey, who's been around it for quite a while. Those three incumbents were reappointed. And they joined the existing board, and we added two new board members. And they are Scott Kennedy of Granville and Casey Curtis, who's the fire chief in Granville. Both aircraft owners. They know a lot about this. And they have, along with a lot of people, have sought appointment to the airport board because that is where their interest lies. And Rick Black, I think a week from tomorrow, will be swearing in the board members to the airport authority for the new year. And I just want to, I'll take it one more step. The airport on Heath Road is the Licking County Regional Airport. On the right, as you go out, 5,000-foot runway, almost, not quite, almost 5,000-foot runway, terminal, maintenance facilities, hangars for 90 aircraft. It's a real airport. On the left going out is the former Newark Air Force Base. if you remember, that was deactivated back in the 90s and handed over to local ownership. And the creation of Newark, Heath, and Licking County was a port authority, which is really different from an airport.
A port authority
is an institution that can basically do economic development. We've hired Rick Platt. They have their own separate board. We appoint some of the people to that board, and they operate the former Air Force Base and now have acquired more land and operate an industrial park there as well. So a lot of the economic development that's happening in Licking County is through Rick Platt and his staff and the port authority. It's adjacent to our airport. They complement each other because some of the people that want to do business in the Port Authority in Licking County bring their corporate jets into our airport right beside there.
Yep.
So it's a nice proximity. But, you know, for a lot of people in Licking County, if you don't own an aircraft or you don't work out at the Port Authority, you think, oh, it's just all one thing. And it isn't. Mm-hmm. It's two separate things.
Yeah, no doubt. To get back to the airport, and maybe Commissioner Black, you can talk about, how do you who are the candidates to be on that board? Or is it like you talk about, now again, Chief Curtis, you think about him because he understands the importance of that, but are there names that are floated out to you? Or you
names are floated out to us. The other board members will suggest prospective board members for us. I think we had it on the website. We were looking for candidates. We had numerous applications. And, you know, it's God bless them for stepping up, and because this, you know, this is a volunteer position. It takes some time. You make a commitment. And I believe they meet monthly and you know, look at all the finances and so forth. It is a going business out there. It's, you know, you go out to Heath and go to Walmart, places like that, you see air traffic all the time, morning, during the day, and the evening.
You've lived out there a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Did you understand the important role that played before you became a commissioner? Because, I mean, you...
A little bit.
Right.
I mean, you know, being native and out there in Union Township all my life, I remember driving by the airport. You know, it was just a little bitty airport back when I was a kid. I won't say how many years ago.
He was there for the ribbon cutting.
Yeah, sure.
You remember I mentioned 1929 when they founded it?
Yeah. No, I'm not quite that old.
But it feels growth, and it's important.
I've seen its growth. Oh, yeah. And just and the improvements we've made since I've been commissioner, just tremendous, tremendous growth in that, both in the air traffic and the facilities. Mm-hmm. Just I remember when Bayer was building their facility out there and getting it ready to roll. They had a corporate jet was in, I believe, every week, maybe multiple times a week. They'd fly in and check on things and do business.
Yeah.
Well, years, Owens Corning was back and forth from their corporate headquarters to the tech center down here in the plant. But one thing I'll just close on airport. You know, a lot of people are sitting out there thinking, oh, okay, so that'd be fun, be on the airport board. Well, we really are looking for people that know stuff. Give an example without naming names. People on that airport board include former Air Force flyers, people that flew fighter jets, people that still own aircraft and maintain aircraft for people. We've got a captain who used to fly for the major airlines all over the world who's on that board. Another person who's just coming on that board does airport and airplane insurance across the country, insuring airports and knowing the value and how you insure them. A guy like Casey Curtis, the fire chief, understands the safety concerns of an airport because you've got jet fuel on the site, aircraft fuel. So these are not just people that just, oh, that'd be fun to be on the airport board. No, we are looking for people really, with one exception, they're all flyers mm-hmm. on that airport board. So they understand the safety aspects, the physical aspects of the plant and what you have to do. They understand you don't fuel a jet when there's lightning in the air. I mean, little things that people just say, oh, never thought of that. You have to bring some talent to the table. And these are all people that live in Licking County. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really cool about it. We didn't have to go to Columbus or we didn't have to go to Cleveland to find talented people that have tremendous aircraft and aviation experience to be on the board. They happen to live here. We got a guy who's an exec at NetJets over in Columbus. Operational guy for NetJets. He's forgotten more about the operational side of jet aircraft than most people would know. He's on our board. So, I mean, that's the kind of talent that the commissioners have been able to appoint to that board. I'm kind of proud of that.
Sure.
Because if you're going to do it, let's do it right.
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm running a story today about civic engagement and getting involved in your communities. And you mentioned a bunch of times, volunteer organizations. Yeah. A lot of folks don't want to do that anymore. Yeah. But if you don't have people willing to step up and do something in their community – What happened?
Things don't happen.
Right.
Things do not happen without volunteers.
If you have good people, good things happen.
There you go. And as you like to say, hire good people, put them around you, let them do their job, get out of their way, and have some fun with it.
Make you look good.
They better work real hard with me, I can tell you that. Real quick before we let you go, America's 250th, you and I kind of touched on that when you were in here last, but, you know, yesterday, I don't know if you watched any NFL football games. I mean, the footballs have it on it. They've got banners all over the place. Everybody's talking about it. I mean, this is a big deal.
This is a
deal.
Big year. Yeah. Just, for example, over the weekend, you know, we've talked before. Ann Robinson and I do a hymn sing festival every year as a fundraiser for the Food Pantry Network. Our theme will be America's 250th.
Oh, great.
Patriotic and American composer music, American songs. That'll be in March, so we'll have more information about that. But we, you know, once it popped, hey, this is a great theme for this year.
Yeah, and Commissioner, again, if folks want information on this, I mean, you can punch in America's 250th, you'll get it. But looking kind of historical society, I know you folks are making things available for folks as well. But, you know, just watching it yesterday and how many times they kept showing the footballs and that, I'm like, oh, they're not going to miss any chance to get this word out. And we've been doing it here for almost a year now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get involved. But the thing about it is, that's great that they're putting on footballs and wherever else. Okay. Get involved in America's 250th program in your neighborhood or in your community right here this year, because that will mean something to your children and grandchildren. They'll remember, just like the bicentennial. Otherwise, it's just going to be in one ear and out the other.
Well, like I said, that we're doing a story on civic engagement. I couldn't think of a better way to get involved with America's 250th. If folks want more information, want your newsletter, what do they need to do?
Well, just give me a call at the county commissioner's office or give me an email, tbub@lickingcounty.gov. tbub@lickingcounty.gov, and we'll take care of you.
Yep. And as always, Commissioner Black, I appreciate you coming in. Commissioner Bubb, it's always a good time when we come in and talk about things taking place in the county. Be sure to join us on Wednesday's Talk of the Town. We'll have Sergeant Hogan with the Ohio National Guard in. He'll be talking about the ways that National Guard is doing things here in the community and how you can get involved with them. That'll be on Wednesday's Talk of the Town. It'll be Sergeant Hogan with the Ohio Army National Guard.